Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. We're just two Kathleens with some BCE.
Huh?
Big color energy.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. And in this episode, we are discussing an email that we got from a listener who hates her house and she doesn't know where to start. So we are here with lots of ideas.
Yes.
But first, Kathleen, today is January 2nd.
Woohoo! Happy New Year.
How many times have you been to Target this year?
Zero.
Really? How many times have you been to Home Depot this year?
I haven't left the house this year.
What? Get out of here. I've already been to each of those places once.
Okay.
And I'll get into that later. But I have to say that getting to your house today was the biggest calamity because I was just thinking of DIY projects that I want to do the whole way here. And I kept taking wrong turns and I was laughing so hard. I finally figured out why it is that you're the one who doesn't really have to follow instructions and you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. And I'm the one who needs to follow DIY steps and rules line by line.
Yeah.
And that is because my sense of navigation is so horrible, not only in driving, but also in life, that I need like a set of rules and instructions to get any of my projects done.
So you've been to my house 10 plus times now.
Yes.
And every time you get lost.
I get lost every single time. And I think that's just who I am. And I'm the one who has to research every way to do a DIY project before I get it done.
Hey, at least you're still getting it done.
So first episode of the year, Kathleen, what are you working on currently?
Okay, so if you listened to our last episode, you heard that I burned out in 2022 on my kitchen.
Yeah.
And stopped for, six, seven, 8 months.
You did too much at once.
Stop counting. I am ready to jump back into it. And this is a hot topic. A lot of people have been asking us about this.
Mm-hmm.
Epoxy on your countertop.
Yeah. You have two countertops. You did one of your countertops last year. Now you're ready to tackle the other countertop.
Yeah. So I did the last one. It was very successful. It looks like marble. It's great.
But it's also held up, which is the most important thing.
It has. Mm-hmm. Except for when Brian burnt it.
How did he burn your epoxy?
We didn't have a stove for a long time when we were doing the second half of the kitchen renovation.
Oh.
And he put a hot plate on. And it wasn't his fault, but somehow the feet of the hot plate burned into the epoxy.
Can you actually like really see it? Or did you scratch that part away and redo it?
You know, when you ever, you mess something up and it drives you bonkers and then you eventually forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't really see it anymore.
Yeah.
But I did Google it and it said that we could sand the top layer down and just put another coat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably do that when I do the other half. We're going to get more into detail on this. We'll do a whole episode on epoxy, which will be great. The countertop is wood. Because I built them out of wood. And
I mean Brian.
Because I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you hear any sounds of an electric saw, Brian's outside in the backyard. We're at Kathleen's house right now. Brian's outside in the backyard. He's like, would the sound of the saw come through on the podcast?
I'm like, yes, you can't do that. And then Kathleen's like, it's fine. I'm like, it's not fine.
No, listen, we are not hoity-toity DIY podcasters. Our lives are a mess and we're just trying to get our projects done like everybody else out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to stop him. I don't even know what he's sawing out there, but it's probably something good.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, he is a carpenter, so.
Fingers crossed, it's probably something great.
Girl, you're so lucky.
I am so lucky. All right, what about you? What are you trying to tackle in the beginning of 2023?
So I have had these lamps. Actually, my grandmother gifted my mom these lamps for her wedding. Ooh. They're like these really cool brass lamps from the 70s. They're 3 feet tall. They're really heavy statement lamps for sure. And the base shape looks like donuts and funnels stacked on top of each other, but in a very attractive way.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And then years ago, I painted over them, but I spray painted them outside on a windy day. Mm. And so there was, like a dandelion fur caught up all in the paint.
Wait, but first of all, you spray painted over brass?
I know. This was when everything was white, you know, white everything, white lamps, white couches, white lampshades. I want to say this was like maybe 10 years ago, probably 2012. I don't think I could ever go back to restore them.
Why?
I don't. I guess I could, but I still want a color on them.
Okay.
So I'm going to sand them down with a 400 grit sandpaper, prime them, and then put on them this really bright, fiery, orangey red color from Farrow and Ball called Charlotte's Locks.
So you showed me this and all I could think about, we've talked about this before, is somebody on the discovery team at Farrow and Ball was on a bus somewhere and a redhead was in front of them and they clipped a lock of their hair and they brought it to like a pitch meeting.
Like, yeah.
I have a brilliant idea. Like, Johnny, not again.
Stop cutting people's hair off on the bus, Johnny.
But beautiful shade of red.
Yeah, it literally looks like a gorgeous redhead shade of red. And I'm really excited to do that, to have these really gorgeous red lamps in my bedroom.
Where are the shades from?
Oh, thank you for asking, Kathleen. I'm very proud of this purchase. I cannot remember the name of the company off the top of my head, but I will put it in the show notes. The shades look like they belong in your grandma's house. Okay. They're a cone shape, but they're pleated in that same like fiery orange color with polka dots on them.
Ooh.
Like if you're a waspy grandma who like grew up on Martha's Vineyard walked into my bedroom, she'd be like, I love your lampshades.
I love that. I wish I had a grandma like that. Have you seen very popular, it's hard to describe, it's a pleated lampshade, but like a very large, almost like a scallop. It's like if each pleat was like 3 inches wide, it was almost like a semicircle. It's like bump, bump, bump.
Yes, yes, yes. I've seen that on Etsy. That's very popular.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's one of those things where you see and it just infiltrates your brain until eventually you buy it.
Oh, wait, I just clicked on a link from Duzzy Designs on Etsy, D-U-Z-Y. What do they call this? They call it just a acrylic pleated decorative lamp. Okay, so now they're just using all the keywords in the name of the product, but it is bulbous. It looks like if you took a bunch of small megaphones and glued them all together,
yeah.
But then the megaphones were in like beautiful linen colors and whatnot.
We know, you're like, Kathleen's, we can't see what you're talking about. Don't worry, we'll include examples of this lampshade over on our Instagram.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, speaking of lights, I know that you've been thinking about putting lighting in your kitchen because your kitchen is literally a dark box and has no lighting in it.
I've been thinking about it for 8 months.
What have you figured out? Are you going to try and DIY something?
I can't find exactly what I want. I've been looking forever.
What do you want? You want something in the middle of the room? Do you want to put in can lighting? What do you want?
The way it is, there's two lights that should be like a flush mount. Mm-hmm. Our ceilings are not overly high. I don't know. I think they're like maybe a standard 8 foot or something.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of how low the drop will be for the flush mount.
Yeah.
Because Brian's 6'3". I don't want him hitting his head.
Yeah.
So you don't want something too low. So there's two lights there. But then when we were renovating the kitchen, there was a random vent in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the house has steam radiators.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. There is no forced air. So we're like, what is this ceiling vent?
Yeah.
Take it off. It's another light fixture hole
underneath.
Yeah, that's like totally illegal. You're not allowed to cover live wires like that.
Yeah.
But it's over the sink. So now there's the possibility for a pendant or a light over the sink.
Oh.
So now I'm trying to figure out three different lights. I've been doing mock-ups. I take images off of websites. I've removed the background. I'm putting them into a photo of the room. And I just can't decide. I want something really unique.
I totally get that.
There is a company I am obsessed with. It's called Stray Dog Design.
Oh, they've been popping up on my Instagram a lot lately.
Probably because I'm texting you them all the time. I love their stuff. So what they do is they have artisan makers in Mexico, and a lot of their designs are paper mache.
Oh.
So it will be like an iron base, and each one is made by hand, and they'll make these like leaves and florals and really vibrant colors.
Oh.
So striking. Their website, like anyone that they work with, anyone who chooses their design is kind of who I want to be because it's just so much color and pattern and interest.
They have a certain type of clientele.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool people. So that's why I want to work with them because I want to be cool. The problem is nothing is quite right. They don't have as many flush mounts. Like they have amazing sconces and amazing chandeliers.
Yeah.
But with the ceiling height and all that stuff.
And especially over your sink, then you got to worry about splash up and whatever.
Yeah. And everything's just a little bit too big for our tiny house. So as a former art teacher, can I just make it myself?
Make your own paper mache pendant shade.
Yeah. So I need two flush mounts and a pendant. So yeah. I'm thinking like I was looking at Home Depot. They have a $40 standard flush mount with a brass finial thing that goes on the ceiling. And then it just has a glass bulb. Take off the glass bulb that surrounds the light bulb. And then you can just create your own lamp shady thing.
You can. Can you use the paper mache on the glass bulb and build onto it?
That's a good idea because I didn't know what would be the base. I could just use the glass that it comes with.
That's what I would do.
Another company I like, Mitzi. Amazing lighting.
Yeah, I have in one of my bathrooms, I have a Mitzi vanity light. Yes.
So beautiful. They also have such great options. Mitzi has this light. It's a new collection they have with Megan Moulton. It's like a tastemaker collection, which is really cool. It's called the Maisie One Light Pendant. And the part that goes around the bulb.
The shade. Yeah.
Picture it like a white wavy skirt. It's like ripply.
Oh.
But it's made of ceramic.
Okay. I just looked it up. M-A-I-S-I-E. That's the name of the shade. The company is Mitzi. M-I-T-Z-I. It kind of looks like if a coffee filter was made into a lampshade.
Yeah.
But then made out of ceramic.
Yes.
So it has that wavy texture to it instead of like a typical drum shade. That is a really cool light. But that has a price tag. I'm looking at that price tag right now.
Yeah. So it's so cool. I like when something like the ripple, you would imagine that it was something soft, like a standard shade. And the fact that it's ceramic is just a very interesting twist to it. So yeah, it's expensive. It's $390. And then I need three. So I'm like, how do I pair three different ones? Are they the same? Are they different?
Yeah. I don't think they need to match.
Yeah. I think they could be different. So that was another one I was eyeing, but this Thursday, I am starting another 8-week ceramic class. I've taken ceramics for years, starting in college. I really love it. So then, of course, the DIYer in me is like, maybe I can make my own ruffly lampshade.
Oh, yeah, you could do that in class.
I could, because this would be something you would make by hand. You know, like a light bulb would go through at the skinny end, but the fat end would hold it in place.
Yes.
As long as it's not too heavy. I am trying to figure out how I can create my own lights.
You know what? This is perfect. It leads right into what we want to talk about today. I'm going to read the email that we got from our listener, Stacey.
Okay.
Dear Kathleen and Kathleen, I hate my house. I don't know where to start. I have a very small entryway that leads into my living room, but you can also see the part of my kitchen where my breakfast nook is from the door. And I don't want to make this a long rambling email, but what advice would you give to someone who really just doesn't like where they live? The only good thing about my house is that I have hardwood floors. Where do I start? I need to make some changes on a shoestring budget. Stacey. Okay. Stacey, she walks in her house. Mm-hmm. She has a small entryway. Her living room is drab. Kathleen, if this were your house, what are you doing?
I think if you are Stacey and you hate your home, the first thing you need to do is look around and say, what is possible?
Yeah.
Identify your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Identify if you can hire somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Say you have a small budget, what she said, and you can't hire anybody.
Yeah.
What do you do? What are the go-to things that you know you have control over? Wall color.
Yeah.
Furnishing,
mm-hmm.
lighting,
mm-hmm.
artwork,
yeah.
small accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, okay, what's the biggest bang for your buck? I would say
paint.
Painting the walls.
100%.
Completely change things.
That's what I would do first. Paint the walls. I would declutter the room
mm-hmm.
because just cleaning it up makes a huge difference. And then I would do something, Kathleen, that you've kind of like put this term in my head lately. I would shop my house.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I would even like potentially take everything out.
Yeah.
I've seen this a lot, like in DIY shows and stuff. They take everything out of the room and then the host will walk into all the other rooms and be like, all right, well, I'm taking this chair.
Yeah.
How can you shop your house?
Yeah, move your furniture around. Maybe you have a cool side table next to your bed.
Mm-hmm.
But if your living room is making you really sad, bring that table downstairs
right,
and put it in your living room. So you actually have that cool table in a place where you're awake.
Right. Yeah. No, prioritize spaces that you're in a lot. Say you can't afford a new couch. What would your suggestion be?
Slip covers. And slip covers are something that I really want to dig my fingers into. We had a DIY pal over in our group on Facebook, and link over, search Kathleen Can Do a DIY and Design group. You can join there. Christy, she was like, I just got these couches from my in-laws. They're really not my style. What can I do about slip covers? And that's something that I want to spend a lot of time on researching. So I think we should do like a bonus episode on slip covers. But Kathleen, I think first and foremost, Stacey, declutter and then paint. And paint in a way that doesn't go against the feel of the room. Kathleen, you and I were watching the masterclass of Corey Damon Jenkins the other day. Mm-hmm. And he gave this great advice. If your room doesn't get a whole lot of natural light, mm-hmm. don't go and paint it a bright white color and go against the feel of the room.
Right.
Lean into those sultry, moody colors. And then on the opposite spectrum, if your room gets a lot of great natural light, lean into that and paint your walls a beautiful shade of warm peach or white or whatever it is you're going for. It's kind of like dressing your body. You dress your body with clothes that work for your shape. And it's the same way for your room. Paint your room with colors that work for your room.
Now, when I remember his masterclass, though, I think I need to take back all of our advice, though.
Okay, why? Why?
Okay, he recommends, and this actually totally makes sense. I wouldn't recommend painting first. His recommendation
You're right.
Look at your furniture, yeah. Look at your accessories and the colors you want to go with.
You're totally right. We're so wrong about this. Painting comes last.
Painting does come last.
Start over. Erase, erase, erase.
Control, delete.
Yeah.
Decide what's going to be in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Shop your house mm-hmm. or shop the internet. Shop. We'll talk about thrifting and things.
Yeah.
So say, what can you switch out? The rug, the pillows, the curtains, the accessories.
Yeah.
And then from there, once you're happy with those colors,
then
you pick your paint color. Because he says it's a lot easier to match a color that you already have of a rug that you love.
Yeah.
Than it is to commit to a wall color and then have to search the whole world to find the right rug.
I always forget that. And I always know that that is the right advice. But paint is one of the cheapest things you can do to change your room.
Paint everything.
Stacey, if you need new furniture, Kathleen is a master at this. You do not need to go to a big box store or a Pottery Barn or a West Elm or whatever to get new furniture. The cheapest way to do it is to thrift it.
Yes. Facebook Marketplace is your best friend. If you do not have a Facebook, it is worth creating an account just for Marketplace. I'm on there all the time. Yeah. And here are some ways you can hack it, because just like any other algorithm, you have to train Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
They have search features and they have search with alarms. So say you're looking for a glass coffee table.
Oh.
And then you end up like me and you have seven in your basement.
I know. You're obsessed with glass coffee tables.
The alert. I couldn't pass up the alert. The alert was like $10. I'm like, oh no, another one. But you can say like golden glass, and then you can set the radius, how far you're willing to drive. And you might be able to set the price range probably.
Yeah.
But my advice is, if you like it, even if it's out of your budget,
yeah,
you have to hit save, because then it trains the algorithm to look for more things like that and to show you more similar things. I accidentally clicked on an inversion exercise contraption for Brian.
Yeah.
Because he wants one. I don't know. It like hangs you upside down.
Oh, and is he disappointed that he's only 6'3"? Because you know, those things create space between your spine nodules.
Ew. He says he wants to decompress. I don't understand. He wants to be upside down. But I clicked on it, and now my Facebook Marketplace is flooded
with
upside down apparatus.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I need to untrain that. I think is because we messaged the person. Facebook was like, more.
So I'm glad that you shared that you can create an alert on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Girl.
And then second of all, I have a question. When you click save, does it automatically send a message to the seller? Like, is it still available?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I was wondering about that the other day. So it was funny. I was sanding down some cabinets on, I guess this was Friday of last week, and I have my ear pods in my ear. I'm listening to a book and I start getting alerts in my ears from my AirPods. Kathleen Martin has sent you a text message. Kathleen Martin's text message says, buy this now. Where are you? Buy this couch. And I couldn't stop what I was doing. But then you finally called me because I guess I wasn't responding. And you were like, Kathleen, have you seen this link that I just sent you? It's for this hot pink couch in Hoboken's 150. You need this couch. And truly, you could, Kathleen, I think you could make a business out of finding all of the best things that people are selling for fairly cheap on Facebook Marketplace and resell them. You would need a storage unit though.
People do make businesses out of this, and I do have a basement full of stuff. My problem is I don't do the next step,
which is reselling.
Yes, it's just in my basement. There are certain things on Facebook Marketplace. This couch lit a fire in me that was making me frantic.
Describe how it looks. Describe it.
It just said vintage couch.
Yeah.
And the description was like, good condition, extra long, comfortable.
But then the pictures were interesting.
The pictures were the most amazing, unique, colorful pattern, but it wasn't a traditional floral. It was like this retro floral pattern, but it was also stripes. It had magenta, bubblegum pink, chartreuse,
drooling
blue. Then there were circles. Then there were zigzags. Then there were stars. It was so cool. I have never seen, it looked like it was velvet.
It was really cool.
I've never seen anything like it. Kathleen Heaney's house has a very big couch right now. I'm like, she can swap out her couch and she can put this colorful couch in. And,
yeah. Well, my dream one day is to have a storage unit where I have a team of really burly, strong people. And I can be like, you know what? I think like for this season, I'm going to use that couch. And they just come in and swap it out.
Yeah.
You know, people do seasonal curtains.
If you're rich enough, swap it all out.
Seasonal everything. Okay. Stacey, if you need new furniture, you do not need to go and spend a lot of money on whatever it is new that you need. And I think when it comes to design, things are more interesting when they're not matchy-matchy.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but I have such disdain for couches and love seats that all match each other, or bedroom sets where everything matches each other. I'm sorry. I know there are people right now who are offended. I have been there. I've made the same mistakes.
Yes.
In 2013, I took my hard-earned money, went out to West Elm, and I bought a love seat and a matching chair that were brown.
No!
Oh, it was a low point in my design life. But really, mixing and matching is more affordable and makes you a better designer.
Yeah.
With Facebook Marketplace, I don't even use Craigslist anymore. You could furnish a whole room for under $300.
Here's the thing. There are certain things on Facebook Marketplace that you should never pay for. Pianos. People are throwing out pianos left and right. Never buy one. All I want is to switch that dresser with a piano. Brian said no, and it's not practical, and he's right, and it's too big. Oh.
But it would create such interest in your room.
I know, and I want to paint it pink. It truly won't fit in that space. But when I do have more space,
I'm
getting a free piano. A hutch. Nobody wants a hutch.
Never pay for a hutch. Nobody wants them anymore.
Nobody wants a hutch. Dressers out the wazoo. There are so many things on there that you should never pay for.
And then in terms of rugs, this is my favorite new way to get an interesting, funky rug in your house. And Kathleen, we probably need to do a whole episode on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been thinking deeply. This is what keeps me up at night. I've been thinking about rugs that you paint yourself.
Yeah.
That you block print. And if you don't know what block print is, just go into Pinterest or Etsy, type in block print rugs.
Wait, we can't move on until I shout out Molly Mann.
Wait, how do you spell it? M-O-L-L-Y. And then how do you spell her last name?
M-A-H-O-N. She does the most amazing block printing on everything.
Oh.
But she makes custom wallpaper.
Oh, I'm on mollyman.com right now and it is absolutely insanely gorgeous.
Her style is just, I want to say delicious.
Her use of hand-touched patterns and colors feels like anthropology went to art school, took their lived-in look to the next level.
Yes.
And came back with an MA in design. Like cozy, eclectic, but still really fresh and new and unexpected.
She has a course. It's called The Art of Block Printing, and you can get it on Create Academy.
Create Academy has been popping up on my Insta a lot, probably because people buy classes and courses like that at the top of the year because they're going to take up a new hobby in January. So block printing is sort of my new favorite DIY pastime. And you could buy a huge rug, 9x12 or 8x10. You could buy either a cotton, just a plain cotton rug, or a synthetic jute. Because you know what? Jute and other natural rugs like that, woven rugs in that brown basket weave material, they shed like freaking crazy. Buy a synthetic one and then block print it yourself.
Yeah.
It's the best way to get a really cool custom funky rug in your house for under $100, a huge rug for under $100.
Yes, that's a great idea. Ugh, this website, this course, it's so cool.
I think. And on top of that, the best thing you can do to change the look and feel of a room is lighting.
Yes, lighting is a good one.
Whenever you're watching a movie where you think, like Nancy Meyers, famous for making movies with amazing interiors, whenever you're watching a Nancy Meyers movie, study how many lamps are in the room in some of the scenes. I swear, once I counted like 17 lamps, because it's all about different levels of lighting and coziness. Table lamps and little sconces here. Kathleen, oh, you know what? I talked about this in our Black Friday episode about how I was going to get into rechargeable light bulbs.
Yeah.
Finally bought one.
Yeah.
And hands down, it's the ultimate game changer.
Ooh, tell me more.
Because I have this little tiny vintage lamp. It's gold. It looks like a pineapple.
Cute.
And I can now move it anywhere in the room.
Oh,
it's not tethered to a plug.
That's smart.
And honestly, do not go, Stacy, do not go to Target. Do not go to Walmart. Don't go to any home stores when you're figuring out artwork and lighting for your room. There is nothing more charming than a cool old vintage lamp that costs you like $10 at Goodwill. Even if you don't like the color, if the shape of it speaks to you, come home and freaking paint it.
It's funny you say that because I actually think lighting is something that takes someone from a good designer to a great designer.
Yeah.
And I think just interesting sconces, interesting statement lighting is something that can just totally transform a space.
Yeah.
I have thought also, this has been since June 2021. And the amount of time I think about this is completely ridiculous because I would say it comes into my mind four times a day for the last year and a half.
Get out of here.
Okay, let me set the scene.
Okay.
We are sitting on the ground recording at my glass coffee table. We're in my living room. We're next to my mustard velvet couch. I have a blue velvet chair.
Oh, I love that chair.
And above us is a standard light. Totally fine. Everyone has it.
But it's cool. You've got big, round, white, milky bulbs. I know, sorry. But you know.
Gross, my milky bulbs.
It looks like milk glass, you know, where it's a little bit see-through, but mostly opaque. And it's those mid-century modern. And you've got three big, fat, white, circular bulbs.
Yeah, three brush gold arms coming out from the center point. And each arm has a white sphere at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so a year and a half ago, I got a vintage pendant light that's like a cage with metal flowers and it's white, but the flowers are orange and yellow and there's green leaves.
Oh, I remember you sending this to me.
Forever ago. I've thought three times a day for the last year and a half about adding that light there.
Yeah.
And how I think it would just be unexpected, different. And I need to just freaking do it, but electricity is a little scary. But lighting can make such a big difference.
And with the introduction of rechargeable light bulbs into society, electricity doesn't have to be scary because
That's true.
Hang a sconce on the wall where it doesn't need to be hardwired and it doesn't need to be plugged in.
No, that really is huge.
Because
you can add a sconce anywhere. You could add, so for those vintage lamps, Chris Loves Julia, very big home decor lifestyle blog.
Yeah.
They'll even like just
cut the cord off.
And sometimes you can peel the bottom felt off and just tuck the actual like cord just back in the lamp.
Yeah.
Or just cut it off and whatever, totally hide it.
Yeah, absolutely. Little known fact, one of the best places to get vintage lamps is eBay.
Interesting. I need to sell some vintage lamps I have on eBay.
Yeah.
The super heavy brass one that each lamp has three arms and the shade looks like a tulip, but it's made out of glass.
Ooh la la.
I got them for $10 at a yard sale. My neighbor and I drove to Pennsylvania 4 hours both ways. Largest yard sale in the world.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't trust that fact. But it's like, it was like 100 miles of yard sale.
Yeah.
And it was at this church and it was donation only.
Oh my God.
And my neighbor, this is what she does full time. She thrifts things and then she resells them.
Wow.
And she's like, how much do you want for the lamps? And the people running the yard sale go, oh honey, it's just a donation for the church. My neighbor's like, all right, $10 each. And they were like, they're like, okay.
Okay. Your neighbor got a great deal from Jesus.
Yeah, she did.
You know, I'm really into lamps from the 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm.
like particularly crystal lamps.
Okay.
Where there's no lampshade. You put like a little light bulb in the back of it, like one mm-hmm. of those really tiny light bulbs. So it's not an occasion where you can use a rechargeable one. But crystal adds, when you light it up, adds a lot of like cool shapes on the wall
yeah.
and ceiling. And that adds texture to your room. And it takes your room from a room that you hate being in to a room that feels interesting and cozy.
Yes, I feel the exact same way about artwork. Thrifting artwork that's one of a kind, it's vintage, it's cheaper, it's so unique.
Should we challenge each other? In Stacy's honor, Stacy, go to your local Goodwill or whatever local thrift shop there is.
Right.
Buy yourself some lamps, buy yourself some interesting artwork. Kathleen, let's challenge each other.
Okay.
$20 max.
Mm.
So today is January 2nd.
Okay.
By the next time we record, a week from today, we each need to come back with something that we purchased secondhand for $20 or less, a piece of artwork, and we can let listeners of this pod be the judge who scored better. If you need to repaint the frame, Kathleen, this is also part of our challenge rules. Or if you want to change the artwork at all, you can only do it with stuff you already own. You cannot buy anything.
Okay, so $20 max.
$20 max.
On the thing itself, but I can't buy other. What if the thing was $10? I want to buy something else in the store to reach a $20 maximum to make it better.
Yeah, you absolutely can do that.
Okay.
$20 max.
Okay.
Secondhand.
Cool.
Well, Stacy, we hope we gave you some good ideas and make sure you figure out furniture and rugs and lighting and then do your painting.
Oopsies.
Oopsie whoopsie.
I have the perfect social shout out. We're only going to do one today. This account, it is at Kate Pierce Vintage, and it's KateePierce Vintage, and we'll tag it on Instagram. She is the queen of finding the coolest thrifted items.
Ooh.
She and her family recently moved. They've been in the new house for a year. It's an older home. She has added so much character and so much color and so much interest to this house. And she's one of the accounts that I follow on Instagram, and I'm like trying to study to become a better designer myself.
Yes.
Because she just has such good taste. So she has a room where she built a custom bunk bed that she built into the wall. It's this amazing orange color. She added a scallop detail in the wood and these brass handrails.
Oh, I'm on her Instagram right now. I see what you're talking about. It's for her daughters.
It's so cool. And her dining room, it's like this rich cranberry red, but like leaning towards burgundy. It's like a very rich color. She wallpapered the ceiling in a very geometric retro pattern. She has this giant burled wood table, which is like this very trendy wood that has all the knots visible.
Oh,
and these vintage chairs.
I love burled wood. If you can find it in Goodwill, you've hit the jackpot.
Everything that she thrifts is so cool. She'll have really unique furniture, chess sets, typewriters, original artwork, which you know I love. Things that you look at and they just feel so special. She did this really informational reel where she was sharing whether some of the items that she's thrifted are antique, which is over 100 years old.
Yeah.
Or just vintage. And
I recently learned that too. Vintage is just old. Antique is more than 100 years old.
Yeah. Definitely follow her. She gives so many good examples of how you can create a home that's completely unique through thrifting.
I love it. You're not going to get styled like this by going to Target. You're just not.
No.
And I mean, listen, I love Target, but I'm pissed at Target right now because I went there yesterday and everything there is freaking white and cream. And Opal House is my favorite line at Target. And they're just not represented enough in the stores. Like, there's not enough colorful decor in Target. I'm sorry.
No, everything is Studio McGee these days. It's so beautiful. If I had a beach house or something, but like...
Honestly, if I had a beach house, it would still be colorful. Truly. Everything in Target yesterday at the top of the month, maybe it was just because they're turning over new material and products or whatever. It was just a snooze fest. Sorry. Okay. If you want to follow me, Kathleen Heaney, you can do so at Kathleen Loves Color. How about you, Kathleen?
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And follow this podcast, Kathleen Can Do It, on Instagram. We're also on TikTok. We're going to start TikTok for the new year.
Yes.
Everything we talked about on this podcast and more, you can find it on our website, KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Leave us a voicemail. We love them. We'll play it at the end of the episode. Our number is 201-378-3378. Even text us.
Well, I think that's it. Happy first episode of 2023, everybody. We hope that you are feeling creative and inspired, and just let us know what you are working on.
And don't forget,
if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too. I'm going to beat you so bad in this challenge. You're going down, girl.
No way. I'm going to thrift the shit out of this.
No, I'm going to thrift the shit out of you.
I'm going to thrift the shit out of you.